brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission. Webster Griffin Tarpley will be with us for 2 hours, maybe even longer, if I can twist his arm into it, because I got a host of issues to talk about with Webster Griffin Tarpley. As viewers know, many of you, Webster Griffin Tarpley is really the main voice of the Obama deception. It has my good friend and economist George Humphrey in it. It has a great trends forecaster and political analyst, Gerald Celente. It has Willie Nelson. It has Jesse Ventura. It has KRS-One, Professor Griff, myself, and many others in it. But Tarpley is really the main voice of the film, as he is in the new upcoming film that's got John Perkins in it and a bunch of other people I'm not even going to name at this time. I've never had a budget like this for a film. I mean, it's probably going to have like 15 big names in it with their analysis, all on the same page, but different perspectives. So that is coming up in... That's going to come out October 1st. I've gone ahead and extended it because I was just going to throw a film out. It was still going to be hard-hitting, but I really want this. The Obama deception's now rivaling Loose Change, folks. It is, I cannot describe to you, and we're going to Webster Tarpley, but I think he needs to hear this as well, that I've confirmed it's in Japanese newspapers, and they're showing it to Japanese, not just film students, but economic and political science students, that entire universities... This is in the South Korean news, are showing it to all their students, that multiple universities, that I've been interviewed for magazines, and they've told me over in South Korea and TV programs as well, that entire universities are showing it to entire student bodies. I mean, I've asked one newspaper reporter, I go, well, how many at this one school? Oh, hundreds of classes have been shown the Obama deception. And I'm just moving from the east to the west, Russia, Europe, everywhere, translated into more than 10 languages that I've seen, Portuguese, Spanish, Chinese, German, Dutch, French. Just, it's incredible. This is on track now to become the most downloaded, most viewed internet film in history. And we have no way of gauging it. 2 months in, I checked it. There were 15 million views I could see, and I only spent 45 minutes going to different sites. Million here, 2 million there, 3 million here, half million here, 400,000 there. 15 million. The peer-to-peer networks, the BitTorrents, other language systems, thousands of video sites, I have no way of knowing. Just the copies of DVDs, Phoenix newspapers reported more than 15,000 given out by students at one Obama event when he came to speak. That's devastator. And videos of the students going wild, putting all their extra money, fundraisers, into buying 15,000 DVDs with mass burners making copies, and now they're doing, I mean, it's just all over the country, all over the world. Just so that's why I said, look, I can't just throw another film out, even though I was doing it for speed. It was going to be good. This is going to be a masterpiece. I just am battling with myself over the name. So we'll talk to Webster when we get back about, first, the spirit of resistance, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of believing you can stand up and getting animated in this fight. Knowing who your enemy's half the battle, taking action, and knowing you can't be stopped if you simply exert yourself as the other half. If you counterstrike the New World Order before it's too late, before their full panopticon, their technological system is in place. So we'll kind of go to break here in a moment, come back to Webster Tarpley, but I just wanted you to know that in the second interview with Webster, and also in the first, but we didn't put a lot about Iran and Pakistan and North Korea in the first one because we wanted to have it simpler for the general public. The second one, we'll have more on that. Everything he said came true, and it just gives me more and more respect for the foresight, the over-the-horizon analysis of Webster Griffin Tarpley. We're going to get 2 hours of that. Coming up after this break, his view on what's happening geopolitically and then economically and then inside the United States as well. Detailed analysis straight ahead. You don't want to miss this information.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Webster Griffin Tarpley is with us into the fourth hour today. So 2+ hours, phone calls coming up later in the next hour with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I want to go over Iran. I want to go over Pakistan. I want to continue to move east into the Korean Peninsula. Why suddenly all this is starting and happening. I want to get into then what's happening with the economy and a lot more with the unauthorized biographer of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack H. Obama. And we carry both his books on Barack H. Obama at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, I would add. Also, he is an award-winning economist and researcher, Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, so much of what you said in the first Obama deception, now in the new film where we interviewed you a few months ago, is now coming true. So I want to get into how you knew their attack plan. I mean, I know what you're going to say. Brzezinski's been quite public and vocal about it, but still, to see them actually doing it is just amazing. What you think their next moves will be? Are things going well for the globalist, for the Anglo-American New World Order crime syndicate? Is their global game of grand chessboard playing out the way they would have wanted to? How do we block them? And then what's happening with the economy? But first, I just want to share the good news with people. Folks out there have done an incredible job with the Obama deception. It is on track right now to rival any film ever released as being the most viral film in internet history. It is just, it is incalculable with the intelligence I have and the systems we have to even gauge it. Conservatively, Again, over 15 million views a month and a half ago when I last counted up just a few sites. Just incalculable, the DVDs being copied and given out worldwide. Incalculable because it's so accurate and showed all his lies and said what his next lies would be. And it's actually worse than we said. So the film, people are seeing it almost like revelation. And though it's not real revelation, it's they revealed what they would do before in their white papers, as you know. So can you speak to people having faith in themselves, realizing we're at the global crossroads where they're trying to bring in the carbon tax tyranny, the total federalization of all water supply tyranny, the fascistic healthcare takeover tyranny, just on every front, militarily, you name it, we're at that flashpoint in history, and it seems things are only accelerating. Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations to you on the tremendous success of this Obama deception. I think we've just gone through a watershed in that I believe Obama has now peaked, at least for the moment, in terms of his ability to manipulate the United States population with his demagogy. You can see that his poll numbers are beginning to fall, and in this he repeats the track of Carter. Now, in the middle of that, I think the Obama deception has been an important ingredient in catalyzing people to see what was going on in front of their noses. And I one of my favorite proverbs, I guess you could call it, is something I learned from a Spanish coal miner from the north of Spain, from the Asturias. And he said, you have to remember that in this life, you can either be active or you can be radioactive. In other words, you have to use political action to try to fend off and avoid the worst. And I believe that remains absolutely valid today. And the other side of it, I think, is another good quote for people if you're concerned with, you know, being political and continuing a struggle even when it's it doesn't look so good, is you can have the pessimism of your intelligence. In other words, you can look around and say that the world is in very, very bad shape, and it often does, and it often looks like things are not very hopeful, shall we say. So the pessimism and the intelligence is fine, but then don't use that to drop out or, you know, relapse into just a mode of complaining. The optimism of the will, and I think optimism of the will is what you showed by putting out this Obama deception, right? At the time we taped that, it was the height of Obama mania, right? It was the beginning of December of last year, as I recall, the part that I was in.
Yeah, he had 80% approval ratings, godlike level.
Right. It seemed like, you know, a small group of people going against the biggest demagogical exercise in world history, right? It seemed like an act of the most grotesque lunacy. But in reality, I think it has had a significant effect, and I think it will have more. I think the audience for this can only grow, because the audience, as long as they were on this hysterical high of Obama mania and utopian dreams and messianic illusions everywhere, people are probably not so interested. But I think as the problems become more obvious and as these illusions vanish, you know, it vanishes like at dawn, and then comes the hangover. In the middle of the hangover, I think people are going to want to see exactly what has been done to them. So
no, you're right.
I think
that's key. In fact, that's the only point I meant to make. And you're right. No, you're right. It's growing. It's accelerating in its exponential explosion. That's what's really taking my breath away. Go ahead, Webster.
So I recommend political action, and I think the people, you know, I got an email the other day from a guy in New York City, in Brooklyn, who is a big Obama supporter, and he'd been in the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he wrote me an email saying that he had been very wrong about Obama, and I thought this was probably one of the most committed Obama supporters in New York City. And he said, well, that, you know, I realize now that this was a mistake. And of course, you can understand why some people would make a mistake, right? A lot of people hated Hillary Clinton for various reasons, hated other people. Certainly, just about everybody decent hated Bush. So there were reasons why people made this mistake. And that was really what Obama built on, right? He was sort of judoing a situation where, you know, the other alternatives all seem to be totally discredited. And he was new, and nobody knew anything about him, so why not give it a try? Well, unfortunately, not a good idea, as we're seeing now. So I think the resistance is likely to grow. And I think a lot of people are having these moments of epiphany, right, where they realize that this was, that they've been duped, right? So fine. Fool me once, shame on you.
Absolutely. I want to get back into where you see Obama's future, how you see his crumbling unfolding. We talked during the break. You have the same concern as mine. He will implode until he's discredited as a fraud, a charlatan, a con man, false hope, a scam artist puppet, unless they stage terror attacks or some type of Iranian crisis or North Korean situation. So let's start now on the geopolitical spectrum, moving first to Iran.
Right. I think we can start with Iran because Iran is the big concern of the Carter administration, right? Remember, the Trilateral Commission is the common denominator of Carter and now of Obama. And indeed, some of the people are the same. Paul Adolf Volcker was put into the Federal Reserve by Carter, and now we've got Paul Adolf Volcker sitting in the White House as the Director of Economic Recovery for Obama, a real amazing thing. And, of course, back in the Carter administration, we had Zbigniew Brzezinski running the government in terms of foreign policy from his post at the National Security Council. Today we have Robert Gates, the protege of Brzezinski, a man who owes much of his career to Brzezinski, now in the Pentagon, running the U.S. military. So Iran was the big thing. The only time Carter got an improvement in his public opinion after the first year was the Iranian hostage crisis, beginning in November of 1979, and then lasting for more than a year. Right, that gave him the rally round effect. So we got to remember what Biden said in Seattle on the 19th of October, right, that there's going to be a crisis in the first 6 months. We'll see what that might be. But let's look for the moment at Iran. We just had Obama go to Cairo and give this speech. Right, it was really the second time Obama had done this. He had gone to Turkey some months before in April and given really the same kind of speech with a little bit less oomph, but and with a certain, probably not as much hysteria around it. But there he was in Cairo, and he made this speech. Now, forget about the details of the speech. I think the main thing in the speech that was important was he had no economic perspective to offer. He had nothing about a Marshall Plan for the Middle East, nothing about rebuilding the war-torn economies of Gaza, of southern Lebanon, of Iraq, helping a place like Iran that has been hit by economic sanctions. He had nothing about the Israeli economy, right? Three-quarters of every Israeli, of the Israeli children grow up in poverty thanks to the economic policies instituted by our dear friend Netanyahu when he was the finance minister. If any part of the world needs a Marshall Plan, this is a very good example. There's not a word about improving living standards, fighting disease, illiteracy, despair, hunger. None of that. It's all in the area of just, you know, rearranging the counters on the board. Now, after that, you had this election in Lebanon where the Hezbollah were thought to be about to take over the Lebanese government, and they didn't. So it's Hezbollah and General Aoun, a Maronite Christian, a great Lebanese patriot, the guy that I would look to in Lebanese politics. They didn't quite get the majority, but they remained quite strong, and this was considered to be already a magical effect of Obama's speech. The main goal of Obama's speech, though, is to try to turn the Arabs and the Iranians, the Islamic world in the Middle East, against Russia and against China, because this is the essence of Obama's policy. It's an anti-Russian, anti-Chinese policy that tries to address the question of world domination using other countries as pawns, kamikaze puppets, expendable assets, proxies, exercises in buck passing, and things like this. So that I think is now what's going on with Iran. I mean, if you want to just put a headline over the Iranian situation, you could say that if you had regime change in Iran, one of the first things that a new puppet state in Iran, controlled by the U.S. and the British, would do is to cut off the oil to China. And similarly, if you have a revolution in Saudi Arabia, they might have a revolution in Saudi Arabia. The goal of that would be to cut off the oil to China, because that is the geopolitical sense of this entire thing.
Yeah, stay there. Again, they use revolution, whether it's anti-religious or pro-religious, it doesn't matter. They'll do it to break down and control any group they can. I want to look at the different characters involved in what's happening in Iran and where you see that going.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We are back live with Webster Griffin Tarpley with us well into the final hour. We'll have open phones coming up in the next hour. Webster, you get on the air and you're calmly talking about all of this, and I think that's important to break it down. I want people to understand you've done deep research on all these subjects. I've done quite a bit of research as well to be able to even bask the basics, to grasp the basics of what's going on. But I just want listeners to understand, this is, again, a key crossroads. Very serious things are happening right now. Very serious things are being decided right now. And so I don't want to just talk about what their goals are in Iran or Pakistan or going west in Georgia or going east again in North Korea. I want to talk about where you see it going. I mean, is it going well for them? Just as a layman studying this, it looks like things aren't going well in Iran, that the goal was to demonize Iran for military strikes, perhaps in the future, to kind of sell the outside world on that is one option. Another option is to try to put in the former prime minister who was hooked into the CIA and different black ops, who's actually a hardliner and goes with the corrupt inner mullahs versus Ahmadinejad, and that they do want to install him, and he is, you know, been anti-Russia in the past, to kind of strike a deal with the mullahs, but certainly that deal has been rebuffed. It's not being accepted. I mean, this is very, very murky. We know the CIA and MI6 are on record in there fomenting this and coming up with the classic color revolution and admittedly doing it, but what are the goals? Are they going well? Who are the factions? Because people want to hear that from you.
Well, remember, the Brzezinski tradition, and this is just normal imperialism, right? The neocons make you forget what a normal imperialist looks like. The Brzezinski tradition is you don't attack anybody. You sit back and play other countries one against the other. They have a name for this. It's called buck passing. In other words, if you want to do something bad to China, don't do it yourself because there might be blowback. You get somebody else to do it. So if you can get Iran to cut off the oil to China, or if you can get Iran into some hostile relation with Russia, then that's what you want to do. And I think that's
destabilization, balkanization, wind-up toys, the word you use is good, kamikazes. This is the great game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you say, it's a color revolution. It's a people power coup. It's a velvet revolution. And there was some guy from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Pasdaran, who had an article about in the week before the election saying that what's going to happen is an attempt at a velvet revolution and people power coup by the CIA, and we won't let it happen. Now, I think they're not doing well with this. I think there was a hysterical group, and it's called the Soft Power Group in the U.S. Foreign policy community. The Soft Power Group says, we don't want the neocons and their stupid military methods. We want to use trickery, guile, subversion, soft power. We can do more with less. We can do more imperialist dirty work with less losses and certainly less expense and less fewer political problems. And that would be this group around Joseph Nye, who was one of the Nye is kind of an interface between the trilaterals and the Bilderbergers. Big supporter for Obama. He was blogging for Obama on the Huffington Post. So the Soft Power Group. But now let's look at what they've got. If you want to have a color revolution, you've got to have a telegenic demagogue who gets out there and leads. And this they don't really seem to have. I mean, somebody like Obama himself, or you can see that the telegenic is a flexible term when you get somebody like Yushchenko in Ukraine, right? He's not exactly telegenic. Maybe Saakashvili in Georgia maybe looked more telegenic at the beginning. Anyway, they have a problem in the sense that they don't have a leader who's willing to get out there and bet the ranch. The other thing you need, of course, is a color. In Iran, they have it. It's green. They have a slogan. The slogan is something like, yes, we can, as I understand it. You've got to have control of the TV and the media. Now, inside Iran, they don't have it. The state television, of course, is pro-Ahmadinejad. Satellite TV, though, is going to be anti-regime. It's interesting. The British just began a special television channel for Iran a couple of months before this started. The BBC, yeah. Persian television, not radio anymore, but now television. This is something, I think, big. The really basic thing you need is a rent-a-mob, a dupa-mob, and swarming adolescents. The kind of thing you saw camped out in Kiev, right, in late 2004. So that they had up to a point largely through the intervention of this CIA covert action program with the $400 million for communications, for Twitter, for cell phones, and all the rest of this stuff. So that they had
there.
Up to a
stay
point.
Stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up. Let's continue to break this down on the other side with Wester Griffin Tarpley. We've got both his books on Obama, by the way, available at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Great game. How do the globalists, the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment plan on playing the different countries of the world and populations off against each other to bring in this world government that they've openly announced? Bank of the world, controlling everything you do. The green Nazis in your home, mainstream news. The young people's new jobs will be converted over to being brigades. They're saying the public school children will grow gardens to give it to the state. That's the new service, is actual slavery. I mean, we're going back to pre-1860s here. Going back to Webster Tarpley in a moment to continue with Iran, then North Korea, as we go around the world and look at what's really happening. And then we'll look at the economy as well with our guest, who has a great track record of analyzing and breaking all this down in extremely accurate fashion. Before I go any further, though, I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them is Home Game. This is a place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered, and it's absolutely free. It's HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free estimate of your home value, or any other address for that matter, if you're buying or selling a home. According to Realtors Home Sellers, becoming more realistic on home prices, go to blog.homegain.com and see HomeGain. Home prices survey results. There is a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walkthrough tour of the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's all free. There are tons of tools to help you, for instance, and if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's HomeGain.com. And one other sponsor I wanted to tell you about this hour is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the place to get high-quality storable foods for insurance. You know, you buy insurance for floods and insurance for hurricanes or tornadoes or storms or fire. But in this depression we're going into, in this urban society with almost no one being self-sufficient, no one having really gardens unless it's a slave garden with your children working for the federal government, we need to have storable food. And this is who I get my storable food from. I was buying food for them before they were a sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Call and get a free brochure or watch the videos online about all their high-quality food products. And they have other things like stoves and water filters and stuff. It's just a great site, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And then lastly, we have an online video and bookstore shopping cart. It's a video store, a bookstore, all the best films and books that I read that I think are important, the best films I see. It's all available at InfoWars.com. We've added a lot of T-shirts that spread the word about the New World Order and fighting the globalist. If you want to meet like-minded people, if you want to reach out to folks in your community, well, then wear your colors on your sleeve, on your back. Infowars.com, just a whole bunch of anti-New World Order, pro-1776, anti-slavery material, and, of course, all of the films like Endgame and Ma'afa, 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. I want to go over some eugenics and this whole green movement with Webster as well before he leaves us. Now, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, okay, you got the floor. I'm going to sit back here, continue with the different players in Iran, where you see this going, how that's going, and then let's move to other battlefronts, like what you see really going on in Pakistan versus what's happening in North Korea, because it's as if someone flipped a light switch in global crises in a fiery crescent from Eastern Europe into the Korean Peninsula, just suddenly lit up in flames, as well as Africa.
Yes, well, just on Iran now. If you come out and say that the revolution in Iran is being run through Twitter, that already implies a very specific class composition of who is out there revolting. A lot of people in Iran don't even have a phone. A lot of people in Iran have never made a phone call. The people who have access to the internet are maybe 20-25%. That would be my guess. So if you say that the golden youth, the privileged youthful students of Tehran University are demanding the overthrow of the regime, this is a social stratum that is essentially demanding more privileges for itself. These are people who believe in economic globalization. They're big on free market. For example, this guy Mousavi is demanding privatization of the state sector. A typical IMF, International Monetary Fund, shock therapy demand. He's demanding freedom on the Internet. Well, to the average peasant or poor worker, there's no such thing as freedom on the Internet because they don't have the Internet. And I think this points to the limitation of what they're doing in Iran. It reminds me a little bit of the Cedars Revolution that they tried in Lebanon a little while ago, where you had the rich Christian Maronite jet set driving up in Porsches and BMWs, if not Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis, and saying, "Oh, we're really hurting. We've got to get, we got to get Hezbollah out of Lebanon." It's this kind of a situation. The support for Mousavi is largely in North Tehran, which is like saying, Park Avenue or Beverly Hills or the Gold Coast of Chicago. In other words, a very rich neighborhood. So it's rich elitists who like Mousavi, and you can get enough of them to go out on the street and drag some others with them, and the desperate housewives, because the desperate housewives are fascinated by the wife of Mousavi, who's a lady with some kind of academic background. She's an academic dean. And now this is the problem, the very narrow base of support for the U.S.-British candidate Mousavi. Normally, you have to have a public opinion poll. The classic way you do a color revolution is an oppressive regime has an election, and then you get your swarming adolescents, you get your rent-a-mob and dupa-mob of young people and rich elitists out in the streets, camping in the main square of Kiev, things like this, and they demand the overturning of the election, as they're doing now, based on the idea that vote fraud took place. Well, how can you prove vote fraud? In this case, there's absolutely no proof. There's no suggestion of how you can prove vote fraud. They say, well, such and such a candidate came from this region and he didn't win it. Well, you know, Al Gore lost Tennessee. Big deal. It's very easy for people to lose the area that they come from if the opponent is popular. So the vote fraud scenario suffers from the fact that they don't have a poll. And the polls that they do have show Ahmadinejad shows the regime candidate winning by about 2-1. So about 2/3 of the votes for Ahmadinejad. And that's about what you have. So I think on the whole, this is not going to be very, very successful. And I think the really sinister thing again is if Mousavi got in, what would he do? Let's look at Mousavi for a minute.
This is the butcher of Beirut. This is one of the most hardline Islamic fascist, to use the neocon terms. If anybody's an Islamic fascist, it's him. But always you see the globalists, the CIA, MI6, cozying up to these butchers.
Right, that,
he represents the old line. He represents the old line, wealthy, corrupt, that Ahmadinejad is fighting. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad's any angel, but this guy, you know, actually you can tell by his actions, he really believes he's doing the right thing. You're right, he's popular with the people, but the little CIA-funded kids... The only way I see this working, and I want your take on this, why I'm interrupting Webster, because I want to hear what you have to say on this. And this is what Paul Craig Roberts and others are saying, and I agree with them. The only real reason they went with this is maybe it's going to work to overthrow them. It destabilizes them, period, and discredits them in the world's eyes if Israel goes ahead and blows their nuke reactors to kingdom come, that, oh, well, the regime deserved it. This is some type of, demonization campaign. Now, do you agree with that or am I wrong?
Well, I think their maximum option was to try to overthrow the regime and put in a puppet state. The other thing, let me talk in a minute about the idea of busting up Iran, because that's their real strategy. Mousavi, as you say, is this prime minister from the 1980s. And for me, the thing that sums it all up is, during the Iran-Iraq war, started by the U.S., of course, in 1980, 1981, you had the mullahs, who are not good people, to say the least, going around and getting children. They would take children, fairly young children, away from their parents and get them to go to the front, and they would give them a stick or some little weapon that was really no weapon at all, maybe a knife or some silly little thing, and then send them up against the machine guns of the Iraqi army. So it was like a children's crusade. Now, Mousavi was the prime minister who presided over human wave attacks by young children who had been taken away from their parents by these mullahs. So this is what he represents. And he, of course, is a tool of this guy Rafsanjani. Rafsanjani is one of the most corrupt people in the world. Rafsanjani could compete with Zardari there in Pakistan in terms of corruption, right? He's an extreme corrupt manifestation of the old regime. So Rafsanjani, who is the oldest, most discredited, most corrupt representative of this entire theocracy, that again, the theocracy was set up by Carter and Brzezinski during the Carter administration, right? They installed Khomeini. That's what they wanted. They wanted Islamic fundamentalism as a bulwark against Soviet communism, and by God, they got it. So Rafsanjani is the spirit of Khomeini living on, and that's Mousavi. So this is now, in the eyes of the U.S. and the British, this is now a wonderful reformer, and his wonderful supporters are these people that everybody should support. So I think this is probably going nowhere, and therefore that's a defeat for Obama, because remember, the argument for Obama was that this wonderful personality, this dazzling smile of Obama would transform the world through magical powers, right? Obama would gesture hypnotically, and the regime in Iran would fall. And again, the soft power people wanted the argument of saying, don't attack Iran, we can deal with Iran using these methods. Now, They have shaken the regime, but I don't know what's going to come out of it. I mean, it's you know, Tiananmen was certainly not as not, it was more extreme than what we've seen here, and that did not work in China. So it doesn't look it looks like the color revolution, people power coup model is getting to be so well known that you can take measures against it, right? The Iranians have cut off Twitter and cut off parts of the internet and so forth. I think they knew what was coming, and they were ready for it. Now, in terms of the long-term CIA stuff, the journalists today ignore the fact that Bush, in May of 2007, with great fanfare, Bush signed a $400 million program to subvert Iran using communications, you know, the used to be fax machines, now it's Twitter, cell phones, internet.
And more importantly, that was done publicly for a color revolution. They said to get the students to try to overthrow the government, an act of war, and I want you to continue, but for folks that don't know, this is on record. We've written a bunch of articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com previous to this latest big flare-up. They tried this actually back in 2004, the year after they'd taken over Iraq. There were some bombings and riots and things, and then they started, even before 2007, hiring four groups, and you always go over that, Webster, and then I want to move back to the you know, current time and into the future, but you're really an expert on the four groups, one of them Kurdish, three of them connected to Sunni Wahhabist, and number three in Al-Qaeda, working for CIA, but then also one of the groups that worked for Saddam, they've got, so that's five groups, bombing mosques, blowing up school buses, shooting police, and Iran has sued the United States. The West admits they're staging attacks. Can you imagine if Iran was staging weekly attacks here for years? So it's not just 2007 with the shift from paramilitary attacks to getting the students ready for now what's happening. And then the facts of also how the mullahs can appoint who's going to run anyway. So why would they steal an election when they rig who gets to run anyway? So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But how terrorists, including Al-Qaeda, openly work for the U.S. and England, and then they think our public is so stupid, Webster, they tell us Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's the opposite a religious group of Islam. I mean, this is like saying Superman is Lex Luthor.
Yeah, the U.S. Congress, of course, has repeatedly passed regime change laws concerning Iran. In other words, a flagrant interference in the internal affairs of a sovereign state. Now, remember, Seymour Hersh of The New Yorker has been writing articles since, 2004, 2005, saying the U.S. has special forces teams, terrorist controllers, saboteurs, political operatives on the ground in Iran, and they do. We have Brent Scowcroft, a gray eminence of the ruling elite, has given an interview quite recently where he says, of course, we have all kinds of CIA personnel on the ground. And that gets us into then the, I think that the reasonable scenario for Iran is if you had Mousavi take over, that would leave Mousavi as the prime minister of what they call Iranistan. Iranistan would be sort of the central part of Iran, Tehran and Qom and some other large cities. But then, as you mentioned now, the CIA and the British, MI6 especially, they have these other groups, right? You have the Jundullah terrorists operating in Baluchistan. That would be southeast Iran, coming in sometimes from Pakistan. They have terrorists coming from Afghanistan into the area in the northeast. That would be Pashtunistan. That would be another component. Then they have, in the north, they have Azeris. They have Kurds. And then they have this Arabistan. This is where the British have invested a lot. Arabistan, or Ahvaz, is the coast of Iran along the Persian Gulf or Arabian Gulf, the Gulf, I guess. And that's the area of the Abadan refinery, the Karg Island tanker terminal, the oil fields, sort of south of a chain of mountains. And here, for a long time, the British have sponsored what I call the BP Liberation Front, British Petroleum Liberation Front, because it is an open attempt to detach from Greater Iran the parts that the British used to control and used to be their
main
source
of oil. They want to slice the big port and oil field away so Iran has trouble.
Right. And then you mentioned the MEK, right? The Mujahideen-e-Khalq is an army with tanks, with all kinds of weapons that the U.S. has and continues to protect inside an enclave on the Iraqi side. But these people can be sent over. So if you add up Al-Qaeda, in that Pashtunistan area. You've got Jundullah in the Balochistan area. You got Mujahideen-e-Khalq. You've got this Ahvaz Liberation Front. You've got four or five different terrorist groups that are being fomented by the U.S. and the British. And the background to the entire thing, they say, if you turn on CNN, they say, well, the economy under Ahmadinejad is bad. Yeah, there are sanctions. There are draconian economic sanctions, practically a blockade. I don't know why Ahmadinejad doesn't get up there like Castro and say, you know, comrades or, you know, brothers in Islam, our economy is bad because we're under economic blockade. And I suppose he does say that. But that is one of the realities. Now, Ahmadinejad is, of course, a populist demagogue with a lot of bluster. But in terms of an election, it really looks like he won it. So,
yeah, certainly. We have U.S. poll companies saying 2-1. And then the other clown announces he's won hours before the polls close to create the perception of a stolen election when he loses. Webster, do you think he knows he's working for the CIA, or do they want to put him in?
I think he's probably a winning actor.
All right, stay there. We'll come back and get into other areas of the world.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
I think if you boil it all down in the last 45, 50 minutes talking to Webster Tarpley, he's coming to the same perspective and summation that I've come to and many of us have. The globalists have the high ground. Financially, but not morally. They have the power, they have the money, but it's a losing game. Time is on our side. Those of us that want human liberty and freedom and upward mobility and goals for society and, you know, where decency and truthfulness is honored, not just this capitulation to lies and evil. and that on every front, the New World Order is failing. They're grinding down to their axles like Napoleon in Russia or Hitler in Russia. But they got a lot of tricks up their sleeves, namely stage terror. And that's why we now get into North Korea, Pakistan, conflict with Russia, the encirclement, all of that continuing. But Webster, one final note on Iran, and we'll get into stage crises, North Korea being chief among them, I would imagine will be your view, but we'll see. And that is have you ever seen one that lies as much as Obama? I mean, we know presidents lie a lot, and that's just part of what they do. Unfortunately, it's become just business as usual. But with him, it's the over-the-topness, saying there's no CIA doing anything in Iran, there's no involvement, while his bosses, Brzezinski and Kissinger, and you mentioned Skrokov, are on TV bragging how they're running and all and calling it delicate manipulation. I mean, and that's another question. Why do they go on TV and admit they're behind it, but then he gets up and lies? Is that just part of the flaunting it in our face? They think we're a bunch of idiots?
I think Obama has a much bigger audience. And then when somebody like Brent Scowcroft speaks, that doesn't exactly get, doesn't get on the evening news. But you're certainly right. With Bush, we had a brutal aggressor, an imperialist, a reactionary. And he was frank, as he always said, you know exactly where I stand. Yeah, we did. He had this thin veil of pro-democracy neocon rhetoric, but you could already see the intent, which was just aggression, right? Imperialism. And he would say things like, bring it on, or dead or alive. So that's Bush. But now Obama's a completely different method. This is now systematic strategic deception, dissembling, fakery, lying, duping people, mass brainwashing, and according to some, even mass hypnosis or the attempt at mass hypnosis.
No, he's definitely doing that stuff. They have corporate classes on that. People just told me about it a decade ago. I didn't believe it. They really teach them how to do that.
Yeah, there was, I think, was Count Cagliostro in the French Revolution could hypnotize crowds. I guess that's what Obama's trying to do. One of the mountebanks of the French Revolution is now reincarnated in Obama. So the point, though, is that his method is this deception. And I think as long as that holds up, it looks like it's going well. But then, as they used to say in Vietnam, it will become polluted by reality. All the promises that Lyndon Johnson made eventually crashed to the ground. And of course, he was a much less clever practitioner of deception than Obama. So people have got to change gears, right? You're no longer dealing with Bush. Bush is gone. A lot of leftists that I know are still hanging on to this idea that Bush is their main enemy. Well, that's long gone. So you're now dealing with Obama, and his method is this lying and so forth. And therefore, the idea of exposing him, right, what you do in the Obama deception, this becomes one of the main things. In other words, simply the loud statement of the truth is practically revolutionary when you're dealing with somebody like Obama.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 1 minute, Webster, okay. With the third hour. We have plenty of time with you today. We're very honored and very thankful that you're spending so much time with us, Webster Griffin Tarpley. And we'll say about his books and other materials on the other side. But yes, it was George Orwell that said, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So I think that's a nice addendum or dessert to what Webster just said.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.